Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
When you were talking about building the schedule in its like initial phase of doing it by hand or on a board and kind of starting on the outside and then working your way to the middle, when you do it now, and I know that there's computers that are doing a lot of it, what are you looking? Are you trying to still do it that way of, hey, we want these games in the beginning, we want these games in the end because we think that those are the most premier and attractive games? Or do you need to spread it out because every week is so important?
Yeah, look, you can't put all the games in September and you can't save all the games for December. You got to be strategic about deploying them across all 18 weeks. And like we said, there's storylines to be told throughout the season. Some of those storylines might be better early in the season. Some of them you could save for a little bit later. An example, how about Kirk Cousins? How about Kirk Cousins going to Atlanta and Atlanta goes back to Minnesota this year? You put that game early in the season, you know those two teams are still relevant. You know that there's a Kirk Cousins return storyline to that game. You save that game for December. Now you're less about Kirk Cousins' returns, and now you're about, well, how are Minnesota and Atlanta doing this year, and what are the playoff implications of this job and of this game? And maybe you've missed an opportunity to tell that story. I think a lot. I've thought a lot about this year, about the Harbaugh Bowl, about Ravens Chargers. They played each other in a Super Bowl. Like, how are we going to get any bigger than that? But it means something. Like, to me, that feels like maybe an early in the season game. Like, while everybody's still playoff relevant, I have no idea how good either of those two teams are. I think Baltimore is going to be there down the stretch, like we've been talking about, as long as Lamar stays healthy. And, you know, you talk about the Chargers, you know they got one piece, man. You know they got one piece of the puzzle, and that's the quarterback. And they're going to be fun to watch no matter when you play it. But if you're going to, you know, if you're celebrating or marketing or promoting the coaches, that's probably an early season game. If you're promoting the playoff implications of two good teams fighting for a playoff spot, that feels more like a late season game. So, you know, some of them feel smarter deployed earlier, and others you feel like, hey, you know what? This only gets more interesting if we hold on to it and we save it for later. KC San Fran, Super Bowl rematch is a good idea. You play it in week 4, it's a Super Bowl rematch. You play it in week 16, might be a Super Bowl preview. You know, how do you get maximum value out of each of these assets? Where do the fans most want to see these games being played? Again, nobody's ever always happy with everything we do, but hopefully you get a little lucky sometimes and, you know, schedule makers look smart.
I remember a couple years ago, you even said when New England was playing Kansas, I'm sorry, was Brady, Buccaneers going back to New England. Yeah. And you said that was more of an early season game because, hey, you have an older quarterback. You just don't know what's going to happen. You can't leave it the chance that you put it at week 10 and suddenly he's not playing anymore.
Yeah, and you bring weather into play if you go too late in the season in an outdoor stadium and like, hey, let's celebrate Tom Brady in 6 inches of snow. It's like, is that the right vibe for that story? And again, his return to New England, the story was his return to New England. Honestly, I don't think any of us thought he was going to take the Buccaneers to the Super Bowl. Right. And they were what? They were like 6-6.
Yeah.
Right? And then they had just gotten beat maybe by Cincinnati or something. They had like a week 14 bye. And everybody's like, oh, I'm not sure this is working out so great. They didn't lose again, right? They won their last 4 in the regular and won all 4 in the postseason. And the GOAT got another ring. Nobody knows anything. It's the beauty of this sport, of sports. Yeah. Nobody knows anything. You shoot your best shot in April. The season doesn't even start for 5 more months, man. I wish we could play these games today. But I hope the ones that we chose for early in the season are, you know, the big storylines where we wanted them. And then the ones we saved for later, are the ones that we guessed right and had playoff implications and had big star quarterbacks playing well, being healthy and fighting for playoff spots.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.